Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us today are Carrie Host, the author of the wonderful memoir Between Me and the River, Living Beyond Cancer, a memoir, and Lauren Erb, the executive director for the Caring for Carcinoid Foundation, which is the leading nonprofit dedicated to discovering a cure for carcinoid cancer. Carrie and Lauren, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning, gals. Now, Carrie, I had the pleasure of interviewing you, several months back, and it was so delightful, and we're going to get to your wonderful story shortly. Lauren, if we can start with you, if you can tell us a bit about carcinoid cancer.
Yes, of course. Lisa, carcinoid cancer is a specific type of neuroendocrine tumors, and what neuroendocrine tumors are they are cancers that can originate almost anywhere in the body where there are neuroendocrine cells. The neuroendocrine cells are any cells which are hormone-producing nerve cells. The most common sites of neuroendocrine tumors are the lungs and the digestive tract. Neuroendocrine tumors that arise in the pancreas are called the pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, or islet cell tumors, and while the neuroendocrine tumors that originate in other areas, such as the intestine, appendix, or the lungs, are commonly called carcinoid cancer. And carcinoid cancer and the other neuroendocrine tumors may grow more slowly in comparison to other cancers and go undetected for many years.
Oh.
Also, because there are no biomarkers or rapid diagnostics, patients often actively struggle for many years, such as Carrie, and she describes this in her book, before they finally achieve an accurate diagnosis. When these cancers are caught early, surgery is an option, and it's currently the only curative option. The problem is that these cancers are rarely diagnosed before they've metastasized. When they metastasize, there's no cure, and in addition to the tumor burden, they can cause problems by producing excess hormone-like substances, and this is called carcinoid syndrome.
Oh, my goodness. So what are there some symptoms that people can become aware of so perhaps they can catch it early, or is there not a lot of symptoms?
Well, certainly, and part of the problem, Lisa, it's a good point you bring up, is that many of the symptoms are very vague and nonspecific.
Mm.
Some of the symptoms are flushing, wheezing. Oftentimes, if patients have a tumor in their lung, they'll have bronchitis or asthma for many years, the diarrhea and the flushing, which, of course, can be attributed to stress and, you know, IBS. And so, you know, there are some symptoms the doctors will look for, but it's really just, you know, we need more awareness among the physician communities to diagnose this better.
Yeah, and how is the awareness right now? I mean, obviously that must be one of the missions of, you know, the Caring for Carcinoid is to get the knowledge out there to the medical community and the oncologists.
That's right. You know, I think it's a growing, there's a lot that's being done, and a large part of it has to do with patients going to the doctor and getting a diagnosis. It's funny because doctors will often call us and tell us that they found a carcinoid cancer cluster. And what we find is that, you know, even in small towns, once doctors have made a diagnosis, they'll often make 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 more diagnoses. And then they'll call and say, well, we have a cancer cluster. And we'll sort of say, well, that might be true, but you also just might know what you're looking for now. And now that you're thinking of carcinoid cancer, you're going to be able to make that diagnosis better.
Yeah, because honestly, I had never heard of it until I interviewed Carrie. And I've been in the health,
yeah,
I have a master's in public health. I've been in the health field for over 20 years, and that was my first exposure.
You know, and I think that's part of Carrie's book that's so great is because it's so well written, it's so wonderful to read, and it's not, you know, a didactic report on cancer. Instead, it's this really lovely memoir, and the
wonderful.
More people that read it, the more people are aware, and I think that will really help.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful book. Now,